美中外交官员在阿拉斯加会面。美国务卿与国防部长结束日韩访问。国会就反对亚裔仇恨召开听证会。
美东时间3月18号星期四，北京时间3月19号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。白宫表示，美国国务卿布林肯已经结束了亚洲的行程，抵达阿拉斯加，他定于周四和周五在当地会晤中国官员。白宫方面表示，未来是否与中国官员更进一步的接触，要等到阿拉斯加会议结束之后再做考量。但同时，美国对于人权、香港、中国军事扩张等议题将不会放松。白宫同时反驳，因为拜登政府对中国强硬，导致了亚裔美国人受到种族歧视的说法。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅，
是美国国务卿布林肯以及白宫的国家安全顾问沙利文已经抵达了阿拉斯加的安格拉市。那么要在那边呢，今天以及明天两天，与中国主导外交的杨洁篪以及中国外长王毅来共同会晤。那么在这次的这个会议当中呢，我们知道中方强调说这个是一个战略对话，不过白宫以及国务院都多次的强调说这次会面并非战略对话，会议结束之后也不会发表联合声明。那么这个白宫方面也表示呢，在星期四的白宫记者会上就被问到说，这次的阿拉斯加会议之后是否会有更多相同层级的会议，或者甚至拜登总统跟中国国家主席习近平会有更进一步的接触，以及如果之后没有相同的对话的话呢，是否也代表了奥巴马政府时代的美中战略经济对话已经不再延续下去。对此呢，白宫发言人沙奇则是表示说呢，本次的对话只是拜登政府现在还在引领对中国政策当中的一部分。我们来看一下沙奇今天在白宫是怎么说的。
I expect he'll make a determination about that when they return and he has a chance to talk to Secretary Blinken and National Security Advisor Sullivan, in part because he doesn't see this, nor do they, as a preset series of meetings like the traditional dialogues that we've seen throughout other administrations, including ones that he has previously served in. This meeting, we certainly anticipate...We'll have difficult components of the conversation. We expect it to be frank. They plan to cover areas where we have concerns, including human rights, Hong Kong. Obviously, we've put forward some sanctions related to the anti-democratic actions in Hong Kong over the last couple of days. Technology, whether it relates to the theft of IP or data protections, military tensions in the region.
将会举办这个气候峰会，那么所以呢，美中两国的元首有可能就可以在这个气候峰会上碰面。不过呢，被问到说拜登总统以及中国国家主席习近平是否因此而可能进行会晤的时候呢，这个白宫发言人沙奇则是表示，目前还没有双边会谈的安排。那么美国之音记者呢也询问了白宫国安会，白宫国安会的发言人 Emily Horn 则是回应我说呢，他说。气候峰会将是各国元首由线上虚拟来共同参加。所以我们也知道，这两天发生了这个亚特兰大针对亚裔商家的枪击案，有八人死亡，当中有六人是亚裔的女性。拜登总统已经下令说，白宫降半旗来哀悼亚特兰大的枪击案的死难者。那么在星期四的白宫新闻简报会上呢，有媒体则拿着美国的媒体 Axios 所引用的一位研究亚裔美国人的社会学家德辛格拉的话说，说美国与中国之间的敌对关系已经造成华裔美国人以及亚裔美国人的不安，来询问呢是否因为拜登政府对于中国的强硬态度，所以造成了现在亚裔美国人受到歧视的局面。对此呢，白宫发言人沙奇驳斥了这样的说法。我们来看一下沙奇是怎么说的。
I would just refute the notion of that question. The president is, and the vice president are meeting with leaders of the Asian American community tomorrow. The president raised his concerns about rhetoric, about attacks, about threats against the Asian American community in the country during his primetime address. He signs an executive order. He's asked his members of administration to listen, hear, think about policy solutions. I would say his effort is to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.So I would just dispute your question.
拜登总统以及这个哈里斯副总统呢，原本就计划星期五要前往亚特兰大来推广美国救援方案，并且呢呼吁民众来接种新冠疫苗。那么现在呢，他们就取消了晚上原定的政治活动，改为跟当地的亚裔美国人的社区的领袖来见面，一起来商讨亚裔美国人社区所面临到的威胁以及攻击。好啦，
好了，感谢耀义的详细报道。周二在佐治亚州亚特兰大三家按摩店内发生枪击案，导致八人死亡，其中六人是亚裔女性。这起悲剧引发了全美各界的关注，以及有关反亚裔仇恨的讨论。美国国会也在周四举行有关的听证会。详细情况，请美国之音记者文浩来介绍。文浩。
是卡拉呢，在枪击案发生的第二天，也就是美国时间的周三，在包括纽约、华盛顿特区以及亚特兰大枪击发生的几家按摩店外，是都有民众举行了悼念活动。他们手持蜡烛和一些标语，比如说亚裔的命也是命和停止反亚裔仇恨等等。那么案件的枪手罗伯特·亚伦·朗在被抓捕后对警察是表示说，他的犯罪动机与种族无关，而是性瘾。那他认为按摩店是诱惑的来源，所以他要消除诱惑。那警方目前还在调查他是否有其他的作案动机，如果被发现种族是犯罪动机之一，那么这就会构成仇恨犯罪。那么据华盛顿邮报报道说，是朗原定于周四，也就是今天第一次出庭，但是后来被取消，警方还没有透露具体原因。那么虽然调查还在进行呢，但是美国的各界已经开始了针对反亚裔仇恨的大规模讨论。那今年以来已经发生了多起亚裔美国人在街头被莫名攻击的事件。加利福尼亚州立大学仇恨与极端主义研究中心与美国之音共同收集的数据显示，2020年在美国人口最多的16个城市中有122起反亚裔仇恨犯罪事件。那这个数字比上一年相比是增长了近150%。那周二的枪击案中呢，受害者是以亚裔女性为主，这是引起了许多亚裔女性在社交媒体上发声，讲述自己平时生活中所遭受的歧视，包括性客体化和过度性别化。据民权组织停止反亚裔仇恨的报告，从去年的三月到今年的二月期间，在报告遭遇仇恨事件的亚裔美国人当中，亚裔女性报告的案件数量是亚裔男性报告的2.3倍。那报告还显示呢，亚裔受到的攻击种类包括了言语攻击、肢体攻击、民权侵犯和网络攻击等等。那么其中亚裔是华裔是歧视亚裔案件当中占比最大的群体，占了超过42%。那么占比第二大的是韩裔美国人，占15%。那么我们知道，在周二的枪击案当中，六名死者里有四名就是韩裔。那么美国的国会众议院司法委员会在周四，也就是今天，召开了反对亚裔仇恨的听证会。在会上有多名来自两党的女性议员作证发言，强调亚裔在历史上为建设美国所付出的努力。他们重复表示说，亚裔美国人也是美国人，他们的故事是美国历史的一部分。那么还有一些议员表示说，反亚裔仇恨不是党派议题，应该得到两党的共同重视。
The hateThe bias and the attacks that we've seen against the Asian American community are unacceptable and they must be stopped. This is wrong and it has no place in our political discourse and it's contrary to the values that America stands for.
在听证会上呢，一些议员们是批评了前总统特朗普把新冠病毒称作中国病毒，助长了对亚裔的仇恨情绪。司法委员会主席民主党的众议员纳德勒是表示，不能把美国和中国的地缘政治矛盾当作是歧视亚裔的借口。那么在会上作证的明尼苏达大学历史和亚裔研究教授李一莲是表示呢，美国历史上曾有不少政治人物发表歧视亚裔的言论，那么这些言论最终是导致了歧视亚裔的政策，比如说禁止中国人移民美国的排华法案，禁止亚洲人移民美国的1924年移民法案，以及在二战当中呢，把日裔美国人视作敌对种族，将他们关进拘留营。
We are Americans. We are Americans of Asian descent. We are proud of that ancestry and heritage. But conflating us with a foreign government has been an age-old way of denigrating us, separating us, making us other. And that has led to racism in the past, and it's leading to racism today.
另外，来自加州的众议员赵美心是呼吁全美国在3月26日共同发声，谴责反亚裔仇恨。以上就是事态的最新发展，卡拉。
好了，感谢文浩的详细报道。美中高级官员会晤前夕，多位国会议员对这场会谈表示关切。有共和党议员发起联名信，要求拜登政府在与中方官员会面时重申美国对台湾的支持。详细情况，请美国之音记者李一华来介绍。一华。
好的，卡拉，即将登场的这场美中外交高层会谈可以说是吸引了国会两党的密切关注。那么在会谈的前夕，已经有多位的国会共和党人呢是这个要求拜登政府这个布林肯国务卿和白宫国家安全顾问沙利文在与中方官员接触的时候能够提到新疆维吾尔人权的问题以及香港和台湾的问题。那么众议院共和党联邦众议员辛森星期三是特地率领了19位国会共和党人致函白宫和国务院，要求美国政府在与中国官员会谈的时候能够重申对台湾的支持。议员们在联名信中说，随着中国不断在印太地区增加军事力量和威胁，美国必须坚定地反对中国共产党，并且明确表示美国将捍卫和促进全球民主。现在当务之急是要勇敢地对抗中国破坏民主的企图，同时重申美国对台湾的支持是没有协商余地的。那么除了有关中国对台湾的军事威胁受到了国会的瞩目之外，有关于新疆维吾尔的人权问题以及香港自治状态的议题，同时也是国会方面希望这次会谈双方能够触及到的话题。我们来听听议员的看法。
See, the human rights issues are important. What's happening with Uyghur Muslims, with the crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong, the threats to Taiwan. Got quite a few things to cover. Well, I don't think anything's going to change in the meeting.I mean, one meeting, I mean, the meetings that change things, it's all worked out ahead of time. So I think, you know, China's a large, powerful country. The U.S. has to have relations with China. So my sense is that it's a, you know, normal meeting between, you know, two important countries. But I don't think, I wouldn't expect any changes from that meeting.
There are a whole lot of issues that I hope will come up.Certainly one that we discussed at Armed Services this week was the Arctic and the
interest in making sure that there is equitable access to the Arctic.
What I hope they do is I hope they basically talk to them about these human rights violations, talk about what they're doing with the Uyghurs, talk about, you know, tell them they're discussed about what they did with Hong Kong and tell them they need to stop threatening Taiwan. So, and you know, so my goal is Americans stop doing business with China.
那么现在美国国会当中呢，两党几乎是毫无悬念一致地将中国定性为战略竞争对手。那么参议院外交委员会的主席梅嫩德斯星期三在一场以美中战略竞争为题的这个听证会上是特别谈到了华盛顿和北京的关系发展至此是多年来中国政府政策选择的结果。那么这个委员会的这个共和党领袖李氏参议员则表示，美国必须要做好准备来长期抗衡中国的野心。我们继续来听听参议院外交委员会的领袖们怎么说。
There should be little doubt in my mind that the right basic framework for thinking about our relationship with China today is strategic competition. Not because that's necessarily what we want, but because of the choices Beijing is making. We need to be clear-eyed and sober about Beijing's intentions and actions and calibrate our policy and strategy accordingly.The United States needs a new strategic framework for this competition and a new set of organizing principles to address the challenges of this new era.
Most of us in recent years have recognized strategic competition with the People's Republic of China must be the United States' number one foreign policy priority. The challenges posed by the Chinese Communist Party are urgent, and we must act accordingly. We must also maintain U.S. political will for the long haul.Because these challenges will shape U.S. foreign policy and the international system for decades to come. Republicans and Democrats should work together to ensure that the U.S. and its government treats China as the top foreign policy priority and the Indo-Pacific as the priority region in terms of policy, resourcing, and personnel. To support these goals, congressional legislation.
是的，那梅嫩德斯参议员同时还提到了这个美国新的对外关系的原则当中一大核心要素，就是必须要结合理念相近的盟友来结合这个进行合作，展开这个阵线来进行一致的这个努力合作。那么从最近看来，这个国会多次多项出台的立法，也看得出来美国会方面目前正在体现了这样的方向和原则。以上记者在国会方面所掌握到的有关情况，时间交还给主持人卡拉。
好的，感谢一华的连线报道。在结束了日本行程之后，美国国务卿布林肯和国防部长奥斯汀在星期四在首尔与韩国对等官员进行了2+2会谈。除了强调美韩同盟坚实如铁之外，也点名朝鲜核威胁是美韩同盟共同关切的焦点。请看美国之音的报道。
美国国务卿安东尼·布林肯和国防部长劳埃德·奥斯汀星期四在首尔与韩国外交部长官郑义荣和国防部长官徐旭举行外长加防长的2+2会谈，双方并在会谈结束后发表共同声明，点名朝鲜核威胁是美韩同盟共同关切的重点。
We have a shared concern, a shared interest in having a strong, effective and coordinated policy and proceeding together in lockstep. We're focused on reducing the threat to the United States, to our allies, posed by North Korea's nuclear program, its missile programs.
우리 정부는 바이든 미 신행정부의 대북 그 접촉 노력을 계속 지지하고 북미 간의 비핵화를 위한 협상이 조속히 재개되기를 희망합니다.
韩国总统文在寅周四也在首尔会见了刚结束访问日本行程的布林肯和奥斯汀，这是拜登政府在今年一月份正式上任以来，两位美国内阁官员首次访问韩国。拜登正努力恢复美国在世界的领导地位与盟邦关系，以面对来自中国、俄罗斯与朝鲜日益险峻的挑战。尽管面对挑战，美韩联合声明指出，两国同盟坚实如铁。
Many challenges that we face, our bond, forged through shared sacrifice, is more important now than ever. For 70 years, the U.S. commitment to the U.S.-ROK alliance has remained, as Secretary Blinken described, has remained ironclad.
韩国国防部长官徐旭说，会谈也就美韩日三边军事合作的重要性达成了共识。美韩会谈在星期四结束后，布林肯将在返回华盛顿的途中在阿拉斯加会见中国官员，而奥斯汀将前往新德里与印度官员进行会谈。美国之音新闻报道。
美国国会参议院两党议员目前正积极制定一项只为与中国展开全面竞争的法案。这项立法计划显示两党在新国会将延续上届政府对北京的强硬立场。参议院外交委员会领袖表示，这项与中国有关的大型立法措施有望最快在四月中旬进入委员会审议，并可能在四月底迅速进行参议院表决。参议院多数党领袖舒默稍早表示，这项立法将增加美国在技术、经贸等领域的独立性和竞争力，同时抗衡中国在国际上的影响力。美国股市周四全线收跌，经济数据喜忧参半，十年期国债收益率继续攀升。道琼斯指数收报32,862.30点，跌幅为0.46%；纳斯达克指数收报13,116.17点，跌幅为3.02%；标普五百收报3,915.46点，跌幅为1.48%。周四的经济数据喜忧参半，劳工部的数据显示，上周申请失业金的人数上升至77万人，远超预期的70万人。同时，费城联储公布的三月制造业指数录得51.8，创下近50年来的新高。这个指数通常被用来判断制造业对未来经济的信心。另外，十年期国债收益率周四突破了1.75%。周三，美联储暗示将维持宽松货币政策至2023年底。鲍威尔表示，无需对国债收益率上升过度反应，但是仍然没有阻止国债收益率继续攀升。美国观察每天美东时间下午、北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。
在美国，芬太尼类药物的消费正在上升，因药物过量使用而致命的事件也在增加。美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯重新检视了这个因新冠大流行而被忽视的流行病。
My husband just passed, so it's kind of still. I'm still trying to get through losing him in daily life.
维多利亚·圣阿诺德的丈夫因药物过量而死，几十年来。他一直服用处方药和阿片类药物来缓解因一系列脊椎手术导致的阵阵疼痛。
I'm assuming he thought that he had just gotten some normal pills. It turned out that it was actually fentanyl.
合成阿片类药物芬太尼的功效是吗啡的100倍，致命威力在美国一发扩大。只要几毫克，就像几粒盐一样多的芬太尼就可致人于死，但把它和海洛因以及甲基苯丙胺混合在一起，对非法的毒品贩子来说却有暴利可图。他们在使用者不知情的情况下出售。
Because fentanyl is going to make people more addicted to those drugs, and it's cheaper, it's potent, it's more stronger. We're seeing a lot more drug overdoses as a result.
据官员估计。在截至去年七月的12个月当中，美国有86000多人死于用药过量，这是24.2%的增长。而在美国首都，2020年因药物过量而死亡的人数激增60%，令人震惊。精神病医生奥拉沃尔克说：“新冠大流行让情况更糟。
Stress is the strongest predictor about whether people are going to take drugs. And what is stressful? The social isolation that we live on, the loss of jobs, the downturn of the economy. It is easy to fall into behaviors that temporarily make you feel better.
克里·库西马诺的儿子2015年因药物过量而死，他主持一个疗伤止痛的团体，要求遵守社交距离规定。他说并不是所有家庭都负担得起戒除阿片药物瘾头所用的药品纳洛酮，或支付得起长期药物治疗的费用。
Rehab is very expensive. It's anywhere from $6,000 to $14,000 for a 30-day inpatient program. And then after that, they can go into sober living, but they're almost kind of left floundering after that, and there's not that same level of support there.
现在因为有传播新冠病毒的风险，上瘾者尤其是穷人更难获得帮助。
Now people have to use mechanical devices, virtual platforms, in an effort to connect with services. Oftentimes they don't have sufficient internet access, and even sometimes the knowledge of how to do that. So it's become very impersonal in a genre that requires human touch and human contact.
白宫给美国之音的声明中说，拜登政府正在研究基于科学和证据的解决方案，以扩大治疗毒瘾的工作人手，并解决毒品政策中的种族差异。此外，毒品执法机构正在扩大他们的预防宣传和社区联系工作。
Starting with school-age children, if they learn early on all the risks associated with these potent lethal substances, that's going to cut off the demand.For these substances. It's about prevention, it's about treatment, and it's about enforcement.
维多利亚·圣阿诺德说，这也和精神健康有关。面临因毒品失去亲人风险的家庭必须要坚强，但有同情心，同时要照顾好自己。
Often they really hate themselves because they know how much they're hurting the people around them. I think they need to know that they're loved, but you still have to be firm. You can't just...allow certain behaviors because it's harmful to everybody.
美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯，华盛顿报道。
在新冠疫情来袭后，医疗工作者成了现代英雄。美国之音记者伦斯基报道了一名纽约艺术家创作一系列的肖像画向他们致敬的故事。
安东尼·福奇医生并没有入选《时代》杂志2020年风云人物，然而。这正是纽约市艺术家蒂姆·冈村描绘福气在新冠病毒大流行爆发年头的写照。
Some of them you could see him looking kind of dejected. You know, could see Trump sort of in the background talking, and you know, it was funny to see like Fauci's expression and just trying to capture a sense of a certain sense of stoicism and intellect and thought and sort of his presence in the the pantheon of American sort of personalities that have been at the forefront during this pandemic.
冈村也关注护士。
I'm living across the street from Wyckoff Heights Medical Center, which is absolutely full of COVID patients, and in fact, where one of the first COVID patients in New York was treated, and also unfortunately passed away. So I was seeing, medical workers going in and out of the hospital daily. I was seeing, their stress and the strain that they were going through.
冈村将他的艺术工作向新现实调整，并学习画口罩和手套。他把注意力特别集中在医生和护士的名牌上，因为他们的脸大部分都被防护用品遮盖住了。As
people, when you're trying to connect with somebody, you feel that there's kind of a barrier between you and that person, but the eyes are where you're going to find that interaction.
你只有在凝视珍妮维的眼睛的时候，才能认得出他。 他工作的时候总是戴着口罩，在疫苗接种地点轮班工作12小时后，他说疫苗给人带来希望。
It feels great because it's signaling an end to a pandemic, hopefully sooner rather than later. And it's nice to see that people are coming in for it and just excited to get it, just as excited as we are to give it.
纽约大学朗格健康中心将办起来纪念新冠病毒的受害者。去年五月，维在长时间上班照顾新冠病患之后，他发现，在开车2小时回家的路上很难平静下来。冈村就在那时候跟他见了面。We
were never taught in nursing school on how to handle a pandemic. When it hit, we were all, we were scared ourselves. We all have families, young children, elderly parents. And when the pandemic hit, we were just pretty much trying to figure out how to get by day to day.
维说，虽然疫苗是隧道尽头的光芒，但这条隧道真的很长。他还没看到冈村给他画的像，是看到 Instagram 上的图片。在安全的情况下， 冈村将把画像作为礼物送给他，就像他将把其他医务工作者的画像送给他们一样，当作一种致谢的方式，令纪念大流行对人类生命造成的巨大损失。美国之音记者伦斯基，纽约报道。
美国观察每天美东时间下午，北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、 推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，也期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。感谢您收看今天的节目，我们下次再见。